Right, so I thought I'd join the audio booth front again, and recently I've discovered that I might be unique in using audio booth. I think the reality of this situation is most likely that when you're trying to sell yourself and your service and a whole bunch of things, you have to seem to be quite confident. So one of the key things in business, in any business, is a unique selling point. I'm one of those people that believes I've got a unique selling point, clearly. And I guess the selling point here is that I think I'm quite unique in the way that I use social media. I don't know of many people that audio boo or use sound as frequently as I do. I know that some people are still quite shocked at the aspect of micro video blogging. A lot of people have taken on this concept of the written language, so blogging or micro blogging. Micro blogging actually does include Twitter and tweets. They're just really quite micro. And I think what was quite apparent to me is that currently in the midst of sort of a few struggles and managing the website and some blog features, I've got I don't know if I would call it a writer's block, but it is a lack of enthusiasm at times with the written language. I think that just goes to not say that I dislike or that I'm not willing to do these things. It's more a case of actually it's one of those things that I do find more difficult that I might need to put more time and effort into. So coming back into the unique aspect of how I feel I use audioboo is that I think a service like this is great. I think I have actually said this before, but it's been a long, long time ago where I was saying the same thing, that actually different types of people require different types of learning. And this is widely known amongst teachers and that the education kind of profession. And I think it's similar in work and business and life. And there isn't much room within social media until recently to go outside of that box of the written language. With the rise of Twitter, first Facebook and then Twitter, it seems that we're being forced and coerced to be creative, but within some tight boundaries, which is great, and I do love social media. It's just that I do think somehow writing a blog is really effective and amazing, but actually for me to do a small soundbite is, for me, I believe that I get more clarity from it. It's quite instant in its, for me, it feels instant in its gratification. I just feel really happy as soon as I've done one, I've rattled off. As soon as I've rattled something off and I've spoke about it, it feels like when I'm writing something, there's a bit more accuracy and involvement that goes in that. Especially nowadays with tweets and blogs, I do see the value in really embedding a lot of information into that, so that could be within the text, having URLs explained and following tweet conversations, having comments attached to the blog. So blogs are quite heavy and dependent on additional media to be included into it so that people can visit these blogging sites. And I suppose this is that's a completely different subject about how to integrate different elements into your blog to drive people to come to your blog. However, as far as I'm concerned, audio is something that I live and breathe to do. I naturally do speak, and it's just a great tool for me to be able to personally attempt to connect with my business and keep the personality of the brand, but then to be able to develop that in a professional kind of manner. And there are many times when I do these boos and these mini podcast bites where you feel like there's a pause, there's something there. You can't see what I'm doing, but you can certainly hear that I'm holding back, I'm having to think. And it has that same thing as the written, but for me, the spoken is much more powerful, much more passionate. I feel like if I really wanted to shout and scream that I love this product, I would be able to do that. And you could hear me and you could hear the passion. But through text, as much as it might be quite concise and clear, there's still different ways in which people could interpret that. And I personally feel like audio is just marvellous. I think this has turned from a little, ooh, I wish I was blogging kind of rant, and I've turned it into something juicy and marvellous and positive, because now it's all about audio and how wonderful it is. And I think, coming back to my starting point, I'm unique in the way that there's not that many, it doesn't feel like there are that many people who audiobook podcast of that variety. But that might be because there is a target market, there is a market, there are people that do like and listen and engage with these things, but we're still a long, long way from people, those people being seen and heard, because currently when people say the word social media, they barely think Instagram and images. And for them to consider blog within that sometimes is difficult. I think that we're still a long way from a multi-platform, multimedia device. We're only just seeing the video integration being pulled up. And now every time I do a video, I try and do an audio boo. But when I'm doing my podcasts are separate as a stream. And I think we need to be doing more of this. I personally think it's marvellous and it fits into what I do. It would be interesting, though, however, to find out what a comment stream or additional added-ons would look like. But maybe the spoken word and the fact that we're passionate people and we can speak about what we love to speak about, and rather than having to meet every single person at a networking event one by one, maybe those people could be searching for audio sound bites of different local businesses. Maybe there's a project there in some ways, but I really do believe if people can be bothered to be on Twitter and shout and scream about what they do, then they should actually shout and scream about what they do audio-wise, and they should record this. More people should be doing audioboo. I realise now I sound like a slight rant, and my time is probably up. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to me. That's Twitter at Tea and Toast. There me being here, I am being all inclusive. Please feel free to tweet or reply to us or email us at prit@teaandtoast.org.uk. You probably are aware that I'm more likely to reply to a tweet, as I'm constantly attached to this ether cable of social media. Until next time, thank you for listening.